listening to The Vitals, a monthly podcast for all things oncology nursing. For even more content, check out oncnursingnews.com or find Oncology Nursing News on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Hi everyone, it's Brielle, Senior Editor at Oncology Nursing News. Today we'll be tackling the issue of nursing school debt. As educational costs continue to rise, many nurses may be stuck wondering, is that extra degree worth it? Monica McHale, a nurse at UCLA, thinks it is. We'll hear about how her love of nursing inspires her to continue her education, as well as tips and programs to decrease costs.
So I went to Hopkins to get my master's in nursing. So I have accrued, if I just have to estimate, almost like $200,000 of student loans. So what I did do was when I started working for UCLA, I applied for the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program and also the income-driven program through Fed Loan. So I went from Great Lakes, which was my private student loan carrier, to the Fed Loan because if I wanted to do the Public Service Loan, I would have to go through them, which would require me to work for either a nonprofit or a state-funded hospital or agency for at least 10 years for it to be forgiven and at least make 120 minimum payments that would come from my income driven for hopefully my student loans to completely be wiped out through the public service. So when I spoke to them, they estimated around in 2030 would be my 10-year mark. And I would be paying, if I kept my income driven at what it is, I'd probably have to pay just every month $500 towards it. So you, in order to be eligible for it, you have to pay at least the minimum that they require you, and it has to be on time. So I would, out of the $200,000, I'd probably totaling, calculating roughly, pay about $80,000 in school loans until they get wiped out. And then I'm also reapplying to school to further my education. So I'm sure I'm going to add another, $90,000 on my school loans.
Wow. So you just graduated with your master's recently?
I graduated in 2018. So I've been with UCLA for about 1 year. But yeah.
And so what degree was that you graduated with in 18?
So in 2018, I graduated with my master's in nursing, and then I got my bachelor's in psychology. So I did the new master's entry program that they offered.
Okay, and then you're going back for what?
A nurse practitioner.
Okay. Well, great. I mean, good luck to you on that. That's awesome.
Thank you.
So you're obviously quite driven and, you know, you're going back and there is such value in continuing to be educated. But do you feel that for some people, these costs are kind of keeping them from getting their master's or their DNP or their nurse practitioner or any kind of higher degree?
I think it does, just because having, I guess, that fear of having so much loans and having to pay back and plus all the other necessities that we do need in life, I do think it does prevent a lot of people to furthering their education that they do want to, because I know talking to some of our colleagues, their biggest thing is how much is that program going to cost? I'm already in debt. What can I do to not be in that debt anymore? Because they don't want to have to pay for the rest of their life back the government, whatever they borrowed. So I do think it does hold people back from furthering their education when they want to.
What kind of gave you the drive to go back to school and, twice, so once with your master's and then again to get your nurse practitioner's degree? And what kind of advice would you perhaps give a nurse who's considering that?
I think just my love for the healthcare profession in general, and especially with nursing, since there is so many different avenues that's offered in nursing and what you can do, and you don't always have to be bedside. So, I mean, I personally love bedside. So even if I go through NP school, I'm not going to quit bedside. As soon as I become a nurse practitioner, I'll probably still continue working bedside for a little bit longer and then go into just the nurse practitioner field. And I think mostly for me, why I was kind of rushed is I also didn't want a lot of my classes to be expired. And I think that's another burden that kind of sits on a lot of people's shoulders is if your classes are expired, then you still have to pay the funds to retake the classes to apply. So that's kind of what pushed me is I have like a year and a half window left for all my classes to still be there and not expire. And I would say for anybody who ever wants to do it, that not to let student loans get in the way. It's totally understandable, especially with this whole COVID thing. Like, just because we're in the healthcare field doesn't mean everybody has a secure job, because I know there are some nurses that have been laid off due to just like the budget that the hospital now is, you know, going down and paying people and just keeping like the primary nurses there and not like the ones that were traveling or the per diem nurses. And the best thing to do is really look into the hospital you're with and see if they are a nonprofit or a state-governed hospital, and if they do have a program forgiveness or if they would pay for you to further your degree. Because I know that there's some private offices that do pay the nurse to go back to school to get a higher degree. And there's a lot of people that work for UCLA that aren't very familiar with the public service loan forgiveness program, just because I think a lot of people do forget that UCLA is a state-funded hospital. It's not privately owned like USC. Mm-hmm. So I would really encourage like new nurses or older nurses that want to go back to school to see what their hospital offers, or if their hospital like UCLA has, you know, a nursing program. If they apply through their school, do they get, you know, half of the tuition instead of the full, let's say like $60,000? I know some hospitals do pay for like at least half. So it's basically just really spending the time to see what resources you have. And the burden, I think, of student loans, everybody is always going to have, unless if they, you know, pass that one bill for, you know, some of the healthcare workers' loans to be forgiven. But I mean, there's always a way to try and figure out the best way to pay for it. It just depends what resources you have and how proactive you are about it.
Sometimes you see people in, you know, older people or from a different generation say, oh, well, I worked a summer job and I put myself through college or something like that. Do you ever kind of have conversations with older nurses or ever see any insight of how it might have been different, you know, years or even decades ago?
I definitely do think, because the nursing world has grown tremendously now from what it probably was at their time, especially between the different degrees that they want nurses to have. Like, it used to start with an associate's degree, so I know a lot of them went back to the associate's degree that you can get from like a community college, and then they started working, and then when they kind of put in and implemented in the hospitals that they wanted people who have their associates to get their bachelor's, they went and did that. I think the biggest difference now with back then with them is I feel more of the younger generation or the people now that are getting into nursing have higher student loan debts than, you know, maybe 20 years ago or 10 years ago from the older nurses that I have spoken to. So it seems that their debts are kind of paid off. They don't really have much to worry about, versus kind of like the middle younger crowd have, you know, easily $60,000-$70,000 in debts that they have to pay for.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Vitals. Be sure to never miss a beat with Oncology Nursing News.